with Andrew Hughes, RSN 927, all of our racing radio relays across Victoria, and the music to our segment Racetracks Everywhere, where we travel the nation catching up with race clubs, usually on their feature weekends, and chat about their race club, their racetracks and their towns. We've got a lot of reasons to chat to our next guest as we approach this weekend, because obviously we're starting to see townships, and we think of racing, and we think of now townships with COVID issues. And of course, Dubbo has been in the news in recent days with a number of cases in western New South Wales. So Dubbo has been well publicised. The small township of Narromine race five times a year. And this weekend is the Narromine Gold Cup meeting. And why is Narromine of interest to us? It's only 30 k's from Dubbo. I spoke to club president Robert Hansaker prior to the weekend. Robert, thank you for taking the call. Before we even talk about your race club and your race meeting, obviously you're very close to Dubbo, and right now there are concerns in your region. How are you?
Good, thanks, Andrew. Yes, it is. Dubbo was sort of heading towards a lockdown with traces of COVID-19 detected in their sewage system, and of course, much to our fears, that was confirmed, and they had a positive case, which locked down Dubbo. And lo and behold, 12 hours later, they locked down Narromine, LGA. They locked down Warren, Rewarrina, Bourke, Coonamble, Walgett. So basically, Western New South Wales is now in lockdown for 7 days.
So ironically, things happen quick, don't they? Because speaking of Dubbo, Dubbo Race Club had a meeting just the other week, I think, and I think I looked at their Facebook and they had photos of people on track and they were talking about people being back on track at Dubbo. How quickly things have changed, because I believe, speaking to some of your club management, that as we speak, leading up to this announcement, you'd sold lots and lots of tickets for your big feature and now no one can attend, but it's still going ahead.
It is, yes. It's a crowd-free race meeting, so no crowds. We're still going ahead with Racing New South Wales, because the racing industry is an essential service. So we're still going ahead with big fields for the Narromine Gold Cup. But unfortunately, much to our dismay, no crowds.
So I'll ask the obvious question, because we're here in Melbourne with a lot less cases than you have in Sydney and New South Wales. And there'll be people listening to this, and I'm sure you might have locals too, that would say to you, okay, the meeting's going ahead, racing is essential to a point, but that means floats, officials, trainers, they are essential, but that's a lot of people coming into your Narromine township. How do you answer those that are saying, gee, you're still racing?
Yeah, well, it's a very strict COVID-safe event. All those people that are travelling, of course, coming from other towns, it's very strict in the way that they register for the club. There's only trainers and jockeys. There's no owners allowed at all, and no crowds whatsoever. It's only officials. And basically those people are checked, and the message is they come to Narromine. They don't stop anywhere else. They go back to where they come from. And, you know, we did this. We were the only club that raced last year when the whole of Australia first experienced COVID-19 and the place went to lockdown. We were the only club that raced in Australia. And that was a successful meeting with no crowds, of course. And that was the first trial of racing in, you know, regional New South Wales without crowds under COVID strict guidelines. And it was, of course, absolutely successful. So I've got no worries whatsoever that this race meeting will be the same. We're not going to be at any risk to the general public. And look, at this stage, there's no detection of any other cases in Narromine or those other western area LGAs except Walgett and Dubbo at this stage. So, look, I'm very confident that this will be absolutely secure and a safe meeting.
Robert Hansaker taking our call. Club President Narromine this week on the RSN coverage, the Narromine Gold Cup. We're chatting prior to the weekend, so keep listening for updated information on their meeting. But Narromine is only 30 k's away from Dubbo, where these cases in Western New South Wales have now popped up. They're in lockdown. Ironically, we spoke the other week to the casino race club Northern Rivers, and I think they had a meeting with people on track. A few days later, I think they're now in lockdown. So you've got unlucky in this part of the situation. What are some of the clubs around you? I mentioned Dubbo Race the other day. Are there any other clubs that have been impacted for now? We hope it's only a short lockdown, but any other clubs in your region that are nervously waiting with dates to come or so?
Well, I think all clubs that are racing soon. We've got our next race meeting in September. Then we've got another, our Dandy Cup, which is in October, which is another one of our premier meetings. And then we race again in November. So we're waiting, of course, anxiously waiting for this, lockdown to hopefully ease and everyone gets back to normality. But, Andrew, at the end of the day, we all know that that's the way it is at the moment, the way of the world. We've got to live with this current COVID situation, and as soon as everyone gets vaccinated, we're not going to see the end of it.
You're a pretty busy location. A lot of people travelling, a very important part of the New South Wales agriculture and rural sector. A lot of people going back and forward, so I guess it's impossible to stop everyone. What has the recent COVID scare meant? Are you hearing about vaccinations? Are people suddenly keen to get on with things there? How do people feel about living in Narromine at the moment, so close to Dubbo and so on? Is this a game changer in what's happened in recent days?
I think everyone in the rural communities are keen to get vaccinated. There is not too much pullback from people wanting to be vaccinated. Their biggest problem is, having vaccinations available. That's their biggest problem in the bush, is actually having vaccinations available for the population, and that's only just come to the fore. I mean, I've had my first vaccination back in June. I've got the second one coming up, I think, on the 25th of this month. But, it's been very slow rollout in rural New South Wales. Unfortunately, we've got to play second fiddle to the metro areas, which, definitely needed. I understand that. We've been a very low risk out here. We've been very fortunate that we haven't had any COVID. This is the first time that Dubbo has been in lockdown because of a COVID case. We had no previous transmissions or cases in this area whatsoever. So we've been very fortunate to be COVID free. And look, we are in a busy area because Dubbo is on the Newell Highway. It's the thoroughfare between Melbourne and Brisbane, and also we're on the Mitchell Highway, which is the main thoroughfare between Sydney, and if you want to go to Broken Hill or head to South Australia, you've got to come through Narromine. So it is a very busy area. So, we've been, fingers crossed, we've been very fortunate that this is the first time we've had a COVID transmission in the area, and hopefully it will be only to the minimum, and hopefully it's under control and no more transmission of the virus locally.
Are locals, we're only chatting to you as you've just gone to lockdown, but are locals in Narromine angry that a tougher ring of steel in Sydney has seen the seepage and now they can't go to their feature race meeting? Are they angry at the city slickers or?
I don't think so. No, I think we're all sort of want to be in this together with everyone else, because we are, we're not just New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland, South Australia. We should be acting as Australians, and we've got to be in this together. It's what we do to pull together to make sure we confront this virus. But the only way we're going to do it is probably go for the hard yards and do the lockdowns. But most importantly, Andrew, we've just got to get vaccinated.
Well, we're the home of lockdowns here in Melbourne. We've done it a lot. We're used to it, and we can understand why. You're the home of some pretty famous people when people can get around again to Narromine. Some very well-known stars were brought up in the region. I don't think he was actually born there. He was born in Dubbo, but there's a statue of cricketer Glenn McGrath there, isn't it? He grew up or went to school in your town.
He certainly certainly was. He is a local legend. Glenn McGrath actually lived a couple of doors from me when he was a young teenager, and I actually paid Glenn a couple of dollars to mow my lawns a few times. So, Glenn McGrath, Melinda Gainsford Taylor, Cement, all you guys down where the AFL are, probably not real familiar with rugby league, but Cement, Gillespie, David Gillespie, who played for Australia and New South Wales, is also a local born and bred Narromine person. We call ourselves the Town of Champions, actually, you know, a small population of 3,500 people, but we have been very, very fortunate in having some very, very good sporting personalities come from this town.
And you're a car salesman, aren't you?
Yeah, no.
I say that because I say it tongue-in-cheek. Did Glenn McGrath get a fair pay? Did you bargain hard for that lawn mowing?
I should have been smarter and sponsored him. That's what I should have done. But anyway, yes, I'm a local Ford dealer, and I've got a Hall of Fame in the dealership where I've got I've got Glenn McGrath's Australian cricketer Guernsey. I've got Melinda Gainsford's 2000 Olympics Guernsey, and I've got David Cement Gillespie's Australian Guernsey all displayed in the showroom. So very proud of those Australian legends and New South and Narromine legends, I should say.
Well, good luck with your Gold Cup meeting. No one will be there, but only the essential people. Let's hope it's a go-ahead meeting. I know there's still obviously a little bit of a concern. Who knows what will happen? But for now, you are racing, but albeit with no one on track. And let's hope when you race later in the year, you'll have plenty of people back on track. And good luck with the meeting. Thanks for having a bit of a chat to us to explain Narromine Race Club, and all the best going forward. We'll keep in touch later in the year.
Yeah, and thank you, Andrew, and any of anyone in Victoria that is coming for when you're finally allowed to travel freely, make sure if you're coming through Narromine, call in. If we've got a race meeting on, definitely attend the Narromine race meeting, because we've got an absolutely fantastic facility at Narromine, and we enjoy our racing. So anyone that's interested in racing, make sure that if you're in the area when we're racing, call in and attend the race meeting.
We will, but for now, if we did that, Robert, it would take us probably 3 years to get back into the state. Robert Hansaker, President Narromine. So when you think of Dubbo and the lockdown and the cases, Narromine's only 30 k's away. They have their big meeting this weekend. President of Narromine, Robert Hansaker, chatting a few days ago.